We have the vacant house numbers analysis on a monthly basis at the meetings, because it's a very, very big issue. Obviously, when you have about 4% of your overall housing unoccupied, it sends out the wrong message for people who are on the list. It also is a loss of revenue for the council, and it also leads to these houses becoming beacons for maybe antisocial behaviour and that. So we'll be making every avenue work with regards trying to draw down as much money as possible, and hopefully we'll be successful in that regard, Donal.
The fact that these figures are compiled on a monthly basis, does that give Donegal the edge in terms of applying for and, more importantly, securing a good share of this funding?
Absolutely, and we also have put them in categories where we believe that maybe works can't and wouldn't lead to a successful allocation of that particular house. We've also identified where a small amount of money might get a house turned over very, very quickly, but we've also collated that against the need within those particular areas. So I believe that we will be able to put a very strong case in place of the department in a very short time scale, but also be evidence-based in the fact that hopefully when we show them that if we get X amount of money, we can reallocate these houses very, very quickly, and that we have people that are ready to move in right away. And obviously that's a revenue stream back to the council. It's people off rent supplement and issues around that. But I would believe Donegal is very well placed to be able to draw down this particular funding.